welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. I'm Justin Baroni, and did you know that weed makes you gay? And I'm already a little high. That's right. I may have already tried to start the episode once. I may have taken a shot of tequila. I may have already had two bong hits. Yeah, thank you for joining me to start your weekend off right at 4:20, baby, on Friday. I hope you had a good week. I hope everything's going well for you. I hope you're, you know, enjoying life. That's right. In the bong and in one of the pre-rolls, what I've got is I've got Nugs Pheno Hunter Pixie Sticks. It's a sativa. It's a THC content of 27.5%. It's got 2.3% terps. I think it was caryophyllene. Ah, shit. I can't even see it. Oh, myrcene, caryophyllene, and what was it again? Limonene. So again, keep in mind, I'm starting this off two bong hits deep, so you got to catch up, okay? Don't forget to like and subscribe, and, you know, if you're listening to this on Spotify and not on YouTube or whatever you're on, whatever you're doing, follow the podcast. Listen to it. Help me out. The numbers, the views helps me stay motivated and upbeat and energetic in doing this. You know what I'm saying? It helps, since you don't have, like, immediate feedback from what you're doing. So, yeah. So that's what we're smoking in the bong. Nugs, Pixie Sticks, Sativa, Pheno Hunter. We're also smoking in one of the pre-rolls. And then I've also got 1/2 gram of Palmetto's Peach Punch Haze. I think it's like a hybrid. I do know this. It is infused and it does have a lot of terps. It has a great taste to it. I have noticed, because I've gotten two of them, that in each package, 2 out of 3 were not a very good roll. They were airy. You couldn't keep them lit. Yeah, there wasn't enough consistency in the roll. There were little pockets where there was no weed. You know what I mean? Like, it was like squished in. I don't know. It was like it was hand rolled, but it wasn't. I don't know. It wasn't done well. The weed is good. The high is great. But the roll itself kind of sucks. They should step their game up. Because I really love their platinum cookies. That's what I'm saying. I really love their platinum cookies, but so far that's the only thing that I've really liked. I've tried their fruit salad in, what are they called? In pre-rolls. They're like little cigarette long style ones. They're good, but again, the weed, it's not my type of weed. So that's what we're smoking for the podcast. And did you know, this is our topic for today, did you know that marijuana makes you gay? Who knew? I was reading articles. I was looking around on the internet last week for, you know, the episode about the conspiracies. And one of the things that came up or has come back up, because it's always been sort of like, you know, a thing to say that weed makes you gay. As long as I can remember, people used to say that all the time. The devil's lettuce will make you unholy. You know what I'm saying? So I always heard it. But I hadn't heard it in a really long time. And then the other day I was reading it up. There's a resurgence. There's a resurgence of the idea that weed makes you gay. Dude, I don't know about you. But I worry about people when they start thinking stuff like that. Like, as if, you know, something like that is a choice. Like, I think it's just like you are that way. That's how you are. You know, that's why I can sort of like not get mad at the newer generation of people that want to be identified as, I don't know, whatever the fuck they want to be identified with, because it's the same kind of like concept. Like, you didn't choose to be like that, you know, you were just programmed that way. Sucks to be you, dude. You're missing out on so much life with this fucking chip on your shoulder. So when I heard that, you know, weed can make you gay, I had to deep dive it, because I'm like, this can't be, people can't really think this, you know? There are so many people in the world that smoke weed on a regular basis that there's no possible way that you could really truly believe that something like weed or alcohol would drive your want to be a certain way, no matter what it is. But like, the fact that it's now, you know, same sex, like, does that make any sense at all to you? Does it make it sense that maybe you're like a little more exploratory when you've smoked weed? Just like if you take MDMA, apparently, I've never done this, but this is what I've heard, that things feel, sound, taste, and look great. So, you know, if it, how do you figure that, like, you can't, that weed is going to influence you to the point where it's going to turn your sexuality the complete opposite of what it is. What I'm saying is that if you get high, okay, and you want to suck some dick, you're at the very least, you're bisexual, which is fine. It doesn't matter. But the point is, embrace it. Be it. Be all of those. Like, be that thing. Accept it into your life wholly, right? Don't just be like, oh, you know, weed makes me gay. Like, I read a couple things on Reddit. Apparently, posts were like, when I get high, I feel like I'm gay. But when I'm sober, I don't. To me, an untrained anything in the way people think, like psychiatrists, you know, just a human on the face of the planet, that tells me that, like, you're gay or bisexual. Like, you're interested in, if you're a dude, what it would be like to suck a dick, you know? Okay. It's just that when you're not high, because weed makes you think stuff, right? So it makes you, if you use it, like, depending on how you use it, but it will make you contemplate your existence. Okay. So if, like, deep down you aren't sure whether or not you like to take dick, you're gonna think about it when you're high. And then that's why when you're high is like, oh, I'm good with everything. It's a helping of moving along in your emotions if you know how to ride the wave and use it, right? So, like, it can get you to the point where you're okay with the fact that you want dick. Like, be okay with it. That's what the weed's telling you. It's not telling you, hey, I'm making you gay for 10 minutes. You know? Like, it's weed, man. It's bringing out your inner self. That's what your subconscious wants. Your subconscious wants dick. Okay? And you're trying to pass it off as like, oh, the weed made me do it. There were so many threads of people talking about this. Dudes. Women too, but mostly dudes. They were talking about how when they're high, they're gay. But when they're not high, they're not gay. How does that make any fucking sense? Like, I drink, I smoke weed. Should I be worried about being turned gay? No. You know why? Weed doesn't make you gay. I don't care what anybody says. I do not agree with this. Also, I'm drinking tequila. Hope you're enjoying the sesh. Thanks for joining me, Justin Baroni. Let's have a drink. Cheers. I remember one time. Whoa, that was a nice little shot. I remember one time I was at this place of work, and this guy that I worked with, one of my coworkers, was very religious, okay? Like, super duper religious. So I remember one time there was this, like, newspaper out, okay? And it had, like, it had this rugby team, but it was something about the rugby team being gay, and somehow this made for a joke for just, like, somebody to joke about me being gay. I'm not gay, but I'm just saying that they were making, like, you know? And I don't care. Like, I think they expected a bigger reaction out of me, but I don't give a shit. You could call me whatever you want. I don't care. It does not matter to me, all right? So they decided that they were gonna make fun of me with this paper, and I'm like, oh yeah, funny. Good job. Like, what do you want from me? I don't care what this is, you know? And then it sparked a debate, okay? That this coworker who put the paper out went, he goes, yeah, like, you know, gay guys, you could choose to be on the rugby team. I'm like, of course you could choose to be on the rugby team. Like, that's sports, especially when they're intramurals. Like, whatever, you know? And so he goes, yeah, but, like, no, you could, you know, bat for the other team. I'm like, are you saying that I could choose to be gay? He goes, yeah. I go, what? He goes, yeah, you could choose to be gay. I'm like, do you think that, like, people choose to be gay or, like, bisexual or, you know, whatever, even, like, transgender and stuff? Like, I don't think that's I think some people use it as a choice or act like some people, it is a choice for some people, but I think a lot of people, if that's the way you feel, that's the way you feel. So it's not really a choice. It's something you're ingrained with, right? I think that's the real like root cause of something like that. You can think anything else you want of it, but that's my theory of it because it doesn't matter to me what you do with your body or what you want to do with your body or how you want to be like, identified. It doesn't matter to me. You be you, do you, do it 100% is my point. I'm always on the side of whatever you are, be that thing. Be it 100%. I mean, try to be a good person. Don't be like a don't be a criminal. But like be a decent contributing person. Yeah. So I would that's the way I look at things like that. And then to have people turn around and say, it's a choice. Why would anybody choose to pick something that would potentially hurt their entire life, like their personal life, their professional life for a very long time? It would put them at a very severe disadvantage, and it still does to in some cases, but I think it's less, It would put them at a severe a disadvantage to identify as that. And you're saying they would, why would people choose that? I don't know anybody that wants to live a frustrated life. I think like everybody's goal is to get out of a frustrated life, right? So then if like the concept that somebody, what would the reason be? Like that, this is what I'm saying to Buddy, right? I'm like, what would the reason be that you would choose to make your life infinitely harder if you didn't have some kind of like primal driving, can't get away from it, like denying your identity way, thought or feeling, right? How could you possibly say that that's a choice? That's not, that's ingrained in you. That's what you are. That's who you are, right? So if that's what you are and who you are, like everybody tells you, don't listen to the haters. Do the thing that you love to do. Be the thing that you love to be, right? And do it 100%. Forget what all the what the naysayers say. Well, doesn't that go for like everything, like your personality in life? If you're a good person, a good human being, and you're trying to be a productive member of society and just have good relationships with people and stuff, like wouldn't you wanna, what am I trying to say? Fuck, I just had a brain fart. Cheers again. I told you, man, at the beginning of this, okay, already two bong hits in, double shot of tequila. I'm on my third shot of tequila. I'm surprised I'm fucking holding it together right now, okay? I'm about to smoke a pre-roll. At least it's sativa. My mouth is dry. Hope you're having a good Friday, though. I hope we're starting it off nice. I hope you're enjoying it. But yeah, to tell me that, weed, a substance can make somebody gay. Maybe if it breaks your brain and changes you into a completely different person, sure, I can understand that. But even if you're like high, right? And let's say you're a normal person and all of a sudden you, for whatever reason, because this happens, you start doing drugs because like you're in your 30s or whatever and you're like, perfect soccer mom or soccer dad kind of thing. And then all of a sudden you get hooked on like, I don't know, cocaine, let's say. Right? And then it starts changing your personality, but then you need to get the cocaine. So you start doing things, and then the lines become a little blurred about like how far you'll go. Like that is a choice, but that isn't a permanent choice. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that repetition is necessarily the thing that determines your homosexuality or your identity. And like, I think it's more so that you are that, like, that is your need. Like some people, oh, I need to be an actor. I couldn't, I needed to be, the best basketball player. I need to be the best football, whatever it is. It's just ingrained in you, and that's what you do, If you have a choice in life, like, wouldn't you be making the easier choice? Why would you choose to put yourself at a disadvantage? Not so much now, I don't think, but like back in the day, for sure, If you came out, that would be the end of your career, the end of your life in some cases, some places. So it just baffles me that people can think that there would be anything that would have that kind of influence on it. Like, fuck, a weed's gonna make you gay. Like, your guy, you wake up one day, you're like, hey, you know what I could use a little today? I could use some like bacon, eggs, and dick. doesn't make sense to me. Like, I feel like if you get high and you're like, hey, you know what, I want to make out with a dude, or like if you're a girl and you're like, I want to make out with another girl or whatever, I think that that is probably like a base, you know, need of your personality. Like, that's what you want. That's what you should be doing. You know, do it. don't let any of the fucking naysayers say not to do it, because fuck those guys. They're the same people that told like Brad Pitt not to go be an actor. You know what I mean? Like, fuck that shit. You be you, man. Just don't fuck with anybody. Don't fuck with anybody else. Don't fuck with anybody's livelihood. Don't fuck with people's families. Just be awesome. And I don't mean that just to one select group. I mean that to everybody. I mean that to everyone. Doesn't matter who you are. Just be a nice fucking person. Accept people for who they are. What they need, fine. You know? But you also don't have to scream and yell it in people's faces. I watched a video today, fucking, of this girl who decided that there was, or not, she didn't decide this, but apparently somewhere there, she called the area that she was in, what was it called? Fuck, I can't remember. Anyway, but it was like a gay pride thing, right? So she was like, you're not welcome here, to some dude that was just walking through. Now, there was no context to the video, so that's what I assume he was doing. But she just stood, the point is, she stood on the corner and just started screaming at the top of her fucking lungs. Like, are we all going that insane that it's like an acceptable response to go after somebody with is just high-pitched scream, like as if you're being murdered, like you're in fucking Halloween and Michael Myers is coming after you. Doo-loo-loo, doo-loo-loo. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. That's crazy. Time for a pre-roll. So again, this is a sativa. It's the Pheno Hunter by Nugs. It is, what would I say to it? Pixie Sticks. It's tasty. It's got blue leaves, some blue leaves throughout, like a dark green color, I guess, and it's a really nice high. Makes you forget what you're talking about. You know how hard it is right now to keep on track? If I repeat myself, I apologize. So yeah, telling anybody that, you know, it's a choice to be gay is surprising to me. It also seems very stupid to have that mentality. But this dude definitely thought it, and I didn't even bother getting in the argument. I just said a couple things like, you know, you can't be kidding, you gotta be kidding me. And then I started to walk away, and then another guy that worked there was like, are you seriously just gonna let him, like, do that? You're not gonna light him up? I was like, no. He's clearly not worth the effort. Like, he's not gonna change his mind, and it's a stupid assumption, you know? But you shouldn't be ashamed of it either. Like, I mean, him, he should be ashamed of how he thinks. But if you're, whatever your identity is, you shouldn't be ashamed of it. I don't think. I think we're all adults, you know? We can get along. I don't think we're attempting to try and take anything from one another that no anybody else isn't trying to get, you know? Nice, comfy home, happy family. I think that's all we're trying to do. So to go around and blame that shit seems ridiculous. Dude, I am high. I hope you're high. I hope you're enjoying the sesh. And then to say weed makes you gay, like, if by that logic, okay, if weed makes you gay, that means that, like, by now, I would have had a boyfriend. You know what I mean? Like, I would, yeah, because, like, the amount of weed that I've smoked, there's no way I wouldn't be gay. If it could turn you gay. You know? How do you think that shit up? Like, where does that come from? And why is that a thing? And why do people think that you can just be like, oh, I'm high, so why do I have gay thoughts? Because you're gay. Or at least you're bisexual. You know? You have to be, right? You gotta be like, weed makes you think about, you know, the decisions you make and the things that you do. And then if you, like, recognize it, it makes you feel calm and happy and relieved once you, you know, give up the explanation that it's looking for. You know what I'm saying? For, like, self-progression. So how do these guys not realize that, like, I smoke weed, I want to suck a dick, but I only want to do that when I smoke weed? Because you're repressing it, dude. If you're a frat guy and you're, you know, nailing a girl and you have to have a buddy there, you might want some dick. That might be your subconscious. Like, I don't ever want another dude. I want to be the only dick in the room. You know what I'm saying? I don't need another one. It's not that I'm self-conscious, but at the same time, let's be honest. We all know what it's like. I don't want extra options. You give somebody too much choice, all of a sudden you're not number one. You know what I'm saying? It can happen very easily. That's all I'm saying. I don't know where I was going with that. Cheers. Oh. Oh, that one went right up the nose. I love tequila. Tequila is so good. Yeah, if you calculated up all the pounds of weed that I've smoked, and let's say, you know, okay, let's say for every 10 pounds of weed, you get the urge to suck like one dick for every 10 pounds. So if you added up how many pounds I've smoked in the course of smoking, which has been what? I started smoking when I had my first joint when I was 18, 17. Within probably 2 years of having my first joint, I went from occasional, like, weekend smoker, not even every weekend. It started off with, like, once every few months or once every month I'd probably have a joint. And then, or get high. And then it gradually got to, like, 2 times a month. Then every weekend, so 4 times a month, you know. Until probably 2 years later when I went to university. Or a year later? A year later when I went to university. And then that was probably 2 times a week for, like, a year. And then 1 year I lived at home, so I didn't smoke at all. So that was like 3 times a year or whatever. And then I moved away again for university, and then that became pretty much 3 times a day. From, so let's say 21, the age of 21, all the way to 21 up. I was smoking probably the equivalent of, you know, 2 grams a day to start. So the first couple years of that, it was 2 grams. And then eventually gradually got to the point where, like, if I'm off like a day like today, I'll smoke it like 3 or 4 times. So I don't know how much I smoke now because I always have weed because I work in weed. I'm a weed professional. Did you know that? Anyway, by that math, my point is, I should be like fucking Cleopatra of dude gangbangs. If weed makes you gay, okay? Yeah. I should have at least had one gay partner by now. You know, it's been like 20 years. I'm 42. I started smoking like that when I was 21. Yeah. And I haven't really eased off. Like, I just smoked the same. You know, I don't feel any different. The only difference I felt is when I quit smoking cigarettes. And then that made a huge difference. Lately, I've gotten back into the vape because, I don't know, I've been a little stressed. I don't know why, though. Everything is kind of good. Maybe because I'm getting, like, back into the podcast and I want, you know, more recognition for it and stuff. So I'm trying harder at it, I guess. I don't know. But weed is definitely not making me gay. So I think it's fucking asinine to think that weed makes you gay. If you're getting high and having, you know, gay thoughts, you're probably gay. Try a dick. If you enjoy it, do it. Do it more. Whatever. We definitely can make you lazy, but not in the way that everybody says. Okay, so like, that was a good burp. I needed that burp. Excuse me for you having to listen to that burp. I'm sorry, but not sorry at the same time, you know. I don't know, I'm rambling. Okay, my point was, is that lazy. People always say that potheads or stoners are lazy. I don't think that that's so true. You know what I mean? Like, yes, weed can make you lazy, okay? If you smoke certain strains, it will definitely make you lazy. But then there's also the opposite. Like, there is weed, and there always has been, that will act like coffee and wake you up and keep you going. Like, you won't be able to sleep, okay? So the idea that weed makes you lazy comes to me from like the unversed in marijuana. You know what I'm saying? Because again, it's the same as weed making you gay. Weed doesn't make you anything but introspective, tired sometimes. It makes you a lot of things. I'm lying. But it definitely doesn't. It doesn't make you lazy. Like, it can make you relaxed. It can make you a certain way. It's more so that if you're the type of person that these people refer to as being lazy, like, okay, I'll give you an example. So this one time I dated somebody, it was like two dates. But the point is that I dated this person, and she was saying that a big part of the reason, and this is also something I've noticed, like, as a single dad, there's a lot more women that leave men because of how lazy they are when they smoke weed. But here's the thing. So she was saying that that's what happened. Her ex-husband, I guess, was very lazy. Didn't do much of anything. Go to work, come home, get high, just like flop on the couch and whatever. If you do that, that's your personality. That's you. You know what I'm saying? Because there are times when I smoke an indica, but during the day, I don't want to smoke an indica because I don't want to lay around and do nothing. I want to do stuff. So if I'm going to get high in the day, because that's the other thing, I get high more so in the evening before bed. You know what I mean? Unless it's like a camping trip or something like that. But I don't necessarily like spending my entire day high. You know, there's certain times for me where I like to smoke weed. Now, having said that, weekends are a free-for-all. If I don't have to work for 2 days, yeah, that's out the window. I'll just smoke when I want to. I won't do stuff and smoke, but whatever. My point is that it doesn't make me lazy. I make me lazy. So the fact that, like, I'm fat now, okay, and I'm not doing very much, is that's on me 100%. Like, you can't blame anybody else but this guy right here. Because I haven't been motivated to do it. Because when I was at my best shape, which was right before I started this podcast a couple years ago, I could come home. I would come home from work after working a physically demanding job and shoveling a lot all day anyway. So I probably put in like 2-3 hours of a good like cardio and shoveling, you know what I mean? And then I'd get home and I'd do 2 hours of a workout, and then I'd, you know, have dinner and get the kids to bed and all that stuff, okay? So like, it wasn't the weed that made me lazy, because there were times, well, almost every time, when I would work out that I would smoke weed and work out. Like, that's the opposite of lazy, okay? So you can't blame the weed. It's the same as you can't blame the weed for somebody being gay. Like, they're gay because they're gay. That's it. There's no magic little, like, potion that you give somebody that you're like, haha, look at that, you know? And it's definitely, if there is, it's definitely not weed. If you have those thoughts, it's the same as the idea that you're lazy. It's because you're already lazy, man. It's because you'd rather be on the couch doing nothing than putting in effort doing other things. Because as she was telling me this, the woman that I was dating, I was saying, but yeah, that's not for everybody. Like, if he's lazy, it's because of him, not because of the weed. And she's like, oh, I don't know. So I detailed my day. You know what my day is? Every day, if it's not Saturday or Sunday, so Monday through Friday, I wake up, I'm up by 7 a.m., okay? I'm showered by 7:30, and I'm on the road at 8:05 to get the kids to school, and then I'm off to work, okay? I spend my day at work. At 3 o'clock, I'm off. I go off from work. I take my lunch, essentially. I go get my kids. I take them, or I get one kid. I take them home. Then I go back out, and I go back to work for another hour and a half to cover the time that I missed while taking my kid home, okay? And then I go get my other kids around dinner time. We get home, and then I do stuff like this on my free time, you know? I haven't started working out again, and again, that's not the weed's fault. That's my fat ass's fault, okay? I am lazy now. So you can't blame the weed. So as I explained this to her, she didn't buy it. And you know what? There's not a lot of people that do buy it. And I guess I kind of understand, because like I've said before, you know, being a man, some of us are dumb. And we do dumb shit. But like, you shouldn't think that that's like the representation of every dude. You know what I'm saying? The only reason that you get lazy or think you don't want dick when you want dick is because you're not accepting the fact of who you are. But for other people, you know, I remember one girl calling me. She was like, "Oh, you're a functioning pothead." I'm like, "Not really. I mean, like, yes, admittedly so, but not really in terms of the way that you think about it." Because most people that have that connotation of a pothead, right, is that they wake up in the person who smokes wakes up in the morning, smokes a joint. Before they go to work, they smoke another joint. They go to work for a bit. On their break, they smoke a joint. At lunchtime, they smoke a joint. Or there's a bunch of that in the day. I don't do that shit. That's not me. I can't. I one time accidentally, I've told this story before, but I one time accidentally got high at work. Okay. I was working at Home Depot at the time. And when I made my lunch in the morning, the month before, I had made a bunch of weed butter. Okay. Now, the weed butter was green. All right. And the butter was yellow. So you could tell it apart. Okay. And I didn't have kids at the time. So it was easy. I didn't have to worry about that. But I was going to work, so I had made toast, and I buttered at the same time, stupidly. I buttered, like, two sets of toast, one with the regular butter, and then one with the weed butter. I don't know why I did this, because I wasn't going to take the weed butter toast to work. I think I was just putting it on for, like, a snack for when I got home or something. I don't know. I don't know what the thought process was. I was stupid, okay? But I did that, and then I thought I took the butter, like, the regular butter toast to work to eat. I'm eating my lunch, okay? It's like a half hour, 45 minute lunch. At the half hour mark, all of a sudden I look up to the ceiling and I'm like, why are the lights brighter? I look down, I'm like, why are there trails? Uh-oh, I took the wrong fucking bread to work. I realize I'm high. And now I have to go out to the floor and explain how to put in hardwood flooring, tile, whatever, to people and how they're going to do it. And these are like DIY people, right? So they're doing it on their own, okay? So I had to be pretty accurate. Well, high as fucking balls, okay? I walk up to my buddy who was finishing his shift. And I'm like, dude, you got to give me like, you got to cover me for like an hour. Like, I got to like arrange stuff and you sell stuff, okay? He's like, why? I'm like, I just ate the wrong bread with the wrong butter. I'm fucking high right now. So he takes over and I'm high. I thought I'd be fine in like an hour. Dude, it was like two. It wasn't until I was ready to leave work, because I had worked an early shift. It wasn't until I was ready to leave work at like 2 p.m. because I ate this at like 11 in the morning. By like 2:30 in the afternoon, I was finally like, oh my God, I'm not high anymore. But that was the one and only time I was ever high at a job. And it was an accidental highing, okay? And after that, I was like, I will never do this again, because I can't explain shit when I'm high. I'm amazed I can do this when I'm high, okay? This is easier, though, because I'm not telling you anything of importance, I don't think. Maybe a couple things, but not much. I'm just essentially giving my opinion on stupid shit. So yeah, to say that weed makes you lazy or makes you gay, it's a little bit ridiculous, man. Dude, weed makes you gay. Like, seriously? Come on. Weed does a lot of things. But, like, and I, you know what? It's the stupidity. It's, you know what it is? It's like, I don't know what I would call it. It's like simpleton syndrome. I don't even know if that's a thing. But I'm going to coin it. Simpleton syndrome. I couldn't believe that the dude that I worked with thought that it was a choice. You know, that's like saying, oh, well, you can, you know, choose to be white. You can choose to be black. You can choose to be, you know, Hispanic, whatever. It doesn't matter, man. The point is that these are things that I think are beyond our conscious ability to choose and affect our lives and how we are. I think this is more of like an ingrained primal embrace yourself, live the way that you feel best without causing chaos and death. Oh, I rhymed. You know, I think that's the thing. It's like it's ingrained. It should be anyway. I don't know. I just can't believe that these are theories that people come up with. Like, oh yeah, you smoke a little bit of that weed. Next thing you know what you're going to want to do? You're going to want to fuck Hank. Hank's just over there like, no, I'm good. Bro, what? I'm not good enough for you? Well, you didn't like my movies? Come on, man, touch a nipple. Right on. Dude. I don't know. I want to know what most people think. Like, it seems to me that, most people with any kind of like analytical or, decent sense of humanity is like, who gives a fuck? And also, like, why would you say that? What evidence is there other than people putting on Reddit that when they smoke weed, they want to fuck dudes? It's mo and I'm telling you, it is mostly dudes. I read a lot of fucking boards. I followed a lot of news articles down the rabbit hole. I came to the end of this shit. All I could find was mostly guys being like, "Hey, bro, you know what? The other day I smoked a joint and like, I wanted to fuck my buddy Don. Like, what's that all about, man?" Like, they don't have one dude around them that's like, "Hey, you're gay." Or you're bisexual, but either way, you want more than one dick in your life. I don't understand how. And again, like, yeah, man, I know, me too. Like, why do I want that? Like, why? But it's only when I'm stoned. Is it? It can't be like the weed makes you like want to like surf the fucking, the backdoor highway. Yeah, right on. I don't know, man. Just doesn't does that like it doesn't even make sense. Like, think about it. Okay, so let's say you're on your fucking, whatever, 10th pound of weed, and you're coming up to that like last joint that's gonna get you like overboard, where you're just like you start going, super crazy for dick or some shit. You take your last couple of puffs, your buddy's over off to the side. He's like, "Hey man, how you feel?" You're like, "Dude, you know what? I feel like the same. Like a happy and like relaxed, but pretty much the same, bro." "Hey bro, you wanna make out?" I don't think that's what happens, I think that more realistically, what's going on is your subconscious mind is getting is your conscious mind is being relaxed, being massaged into acceptance and confidence, I guess. I don't know. There's probably a better word, but I'm pretty stoned right now. Confidence in who you are and in your own capabilities and what you can do. Again, see, this is the problem with this episode. I'm trying to figure out what I'm talking about, but at the same time, I haven't expected my brain to go off so much. This sativa, there's something about it. It's turning me off and turning me on. Not in that way, you fucking weirdo. I mean, like, in certain points, I can think straight, and then there's other points where my brain just goes, "How was that?" Like, it's going into a meditative state because I feel very relaxed. My eyes feel heavy. I don't know if you can even see them right now. They might just be slits. Like, do you see my eyes? I see the camera and the light. But right now, my thoughts fucking escape me big time, dude. What was I talking about? How you can think that you're gay when you smoke weed? Like, everybody likes to play the blame game. When you play the blame game, it's kind of like flinging shit. You just find anything that may relate to or be the reason why that something that is not going your way is going the way that it is. And instead of trying to deal with it, you just fling shit at it until the right action appropriately matches the reason for why the thing is happening and why it's making your life more difficult. That's my honest thought, I think. I don't know. I'm really fucking stoned right now. Maybe it's like the same kind of thought process that goes through the head of somebody that dives down to the Titanic in plastic and fucking ductwork from Home Depot. I don't know. I'm just posing the question. That's all I'm saying. Think that joint's done. Well, I said I was gonna smoke a lot, and since I'm like half drunk and I'm not half drunk. I hope you're enjoying the sesh. I hope this makes sense. Fuck, I hope this makes sense. If this doesn't make sense, I'm gonna have to do it again. But at least at this time, I had a good time. Oh my god, I can't. Does this? Oh, cheers is what I'm trying to say. Fuck me. You know what's funny is that, like, I just realized recently, like, I mean, I know it, but I didn't, you know how sometimes, like, you know something about yourself, but you don't really realize it or take it in, I guess, until it, like, dawns on you. So it could be something that you've known about yourself for a while, but then for whatever reason, it just doesn't, it's not, it doesn't come through that it's the thing, you know? Just, I don't know if that makes sense. But basically what I'm trying to say is my whole life has, like, is now basically revolves around weed, which is like the, it's ironic to me. It's this, it's hilarious because I grew up where I was always told, like, don't smoke weed, don't be around weed, don't do weed, weed bad, bad weed, weed don't do, you know? And then I play basketball. So it was always like, oh, don't do this, don't do that, blah, blah, blah. Now, I started smoking weed after I stopped playing basketball. So essentially I substituted the use of marijuana for my, like, first love, I guess you could say. Because all I did when I was a kid, from the age of, like, what, 9 until 18, all day, every day, except for school and whatever other responsibilities, I was either practicing basketball in my driveway, practicing on a team, or playing in a game, okay? My initial idea was to go to the NBA. That's what I thought I was going to do. Obviously, a fat white guy, probably not going to make it. But I have dreams, okay? I still have dreams. I'm 42. I'm still a dreamer. Clearly, I'm doing this. And here we are. You know what I'm saying? So, always grew up playing basketball, not smoking weed, basically having a negative view of it, right? Finish playing basketball. Decide that, you know what, I've always been a little bit curious about smoking weed because it seems like the least of the drugs, you know? It seems similar to tobacco, but, like, doesn't have the same kind of effects, and it also doesn't have the same kind of effects of, like, cocaine or opioids, you know what I'm saying? So, I figured, you know what, I'll talk to some buddies who have smoked weed, and they tell me about the weed, and I watch them smoke the weed, and then I'm like, you know what, I want to try the weed. So then I try the weed. At first, it was a wild ride, but the amount of giggles and, like, fun times I've had on weed and the amount of things that weed has helped me, like, figure out since that point, it's almost like one half of my life was dedicated to basketball, okay? So far, the next, and then one half, and then not even a half. So I guess it's one third so far and, like, one third. I don't know where we're at. I'm 42 years old. So right at this point, then one third was dedicated to, like, trying to make something of myself in, like, just business and, like, trying to, you know, be a good partner and father and everything like that. And then once that sort of started to, like, develop into, no, you can't do this forever, you gotta do your own thing, then from there it became weed. Like, okay, don't be good, don't like weed, don't be around weed, I'll hate you if you like weed, right? And then all of a sudden a little bit of weed, and then okay, now I'm gonna have to, like, try and find a job and shit. So I get a job, find out that, like, I hate office work, can't do that shit, hate it. Had some pretty grimy jobs as a kid in, like, working for, you know, golf courses and service and stuff like that. That sucked. Okay, and that, so I work, you know, in heavy equipment and construction kind of stuff, and then that got to be a pain in the fucking ass. And then left that, and now weed, and now I'm happy. And now I'm having, like, honestly, I'm having the best fucking time, man. My whole life revolves around weed. Instead of trying to blame shit that you don't agree with on things that make no fucking sense, think about what you're saying. Think about what the belief is that you're believing. Maybe take in some extra information. ask a question. See if somebody has an opposing view of why they might have it. Before you assert yourself with stupid shit like weed makes you gay, lazy, and stupid. Because none of those things are true, man. Some of the smartest people in the world smoke weed. It does not, apparently, at this point, have an effect on their capability of being smarter than you or I. Okay? There are the amount of athletes and people around the world that smoke weed, the amount of people that I see every day in a different shop. Like I was saying earlier, I don't remember if I finished it, so I'm going to try and do it now. Like, the amount of diversity and the amount of, like, worldly experience that we experience as retail workers or, hospitality people, servers, any profession, you see such the variety of life. You know what I'm saying? You see everything. You see how everybody operates. So your insight into the world and how it may work, even though you're in a certain location, doesn't matter. You'll still see a broader version of people than most people on a daily basis. You know what I mean? That work in just an office or whatever. Those experiences should bring us closer together. You know what I mean? Should sort of like trickle down and affect the other people into like a better attitude towards humanity. But now that we have phones and electronics to distract us from everything, it just occupies our time to look down and we don't want to be bothered. So everybody now that walks around and runs into people and seems to be annoyed, it just reminds me of a grown like 10-year-old. You know what I mean? They get cranky. They don't like it if they have to look you in the face. They don't want to make eye contact. They don't like any of that shit. But all you're doing is like, hey man, let's interact as humans, you know? Instead of thinking up these asinine ideas as to why somebody may want to spend the night with a person of the same sex. Or a person that identifies as a rock. Or a person that identifies as the rock. I don't fucking know, man. Whatever you do, do it 100%. Like, be you fully. You know what I mean? Like, I'm 42 and I'm doing a podcast about smoking weed. I feel like it helps to a certain extent. Like, it may give you, I don't know, I hope it gives you some insight into marijuana. But I also hope you enjoy the conversation. Because I try to design this in a way where it feels like you and I are having a conversation and we're having a smoke session. Like, you see how the circle works. You know what I mean? Like, if the camera for me was the camera in the middle of our circle, you'd all be part of it. That's what I'm hoping, you know? Or that's at least the way that I play it out in my head. So I hope it comes across that way. Where was I going with that? See, again, I don't know. The weed has stolen my thoughts. Cheers, another drink. Oh, I hope you're enjoying your Friday. Again, thank you for joining me. I'm going to light another one. Because I figure why the finer knock not. So this one is, what's it called? Palmetto Peach Punch Haze. It is, did I say what it was? The percentage... 39.6%. I'm pretty sure if I remember correctly, it's a sativa. It's funny because lately in my smoking... Oh yeah, I never finished my other thing. I didn't finish two stories here. Holy shit. So yeah, so my point was with the whole retail thing, we see a lot more, you know, people... I think I'm revisiting again. I already killed that, didn't I? I don't remember. Who cares? Let's keep going. Keep talking, Justin. Something might work. See, again, flinging shit. Okay, let's smoke this pre-roll and hope that some sort of semblance of an idea comes back to me here. I think that we should be more evolved than we are in how we treat each other, just as a human race. Because we do stupid shit based on stupid ideas. And I read something that says that, oh, this thing makes you gay. I feel like the response to that, to me saying, no, it doesn't. They'd be like, well, listen, it's like 33% of Americans actually turn gay from smoking weed. I don't think so. I think what happened was they were already gay. They smoked weed. And they accepted that they were gay. Somebody sucked a dick before they smoked a joint. And the joint just helped them understand that the dick that they sucked was what they liked to do. See what I'm saying? It wasn't that somebody went from, I don't want to see that, to give me that after smoking weed. And that's not how it works, I don't think. Now, I'm not a doctor, but that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think weed makes you gay. Okay? I don't think weed makes you lazy on the level that people think. If you just sit on the couch and smoke weed all day, first of all, you might be smoking the wrong kind of weed. Second of all, if you want to smoke indicas and be on the couch all day, then you're a lazy person. That's who you are. Live with it. That's fine. But whoever you're with needs to live with that too. So that's not me. I'll smoke a sativa and I'll work out. I want to go for a walk. I'll go hike with you. I don't give a shit. I want to get out, do something. I'll clean the fucking house. You know what I'll even do? I'll clean the fridge. That's right. Give me a sativa and I will clean the fucking fridge. Who likes cleaning their fridge? No one. Give me an indica. I'll watch movies all day long. That's what I'm talking about. So you can't say that the weed makes you lazy. You're lazy. It's you. It's not the weed. Weed might make you stupid momentarily, but it doesn't make you an idiot. You know what I'm saying? You're an idiot. If the weed makes you dumb for an hour, and then after that hour you're just as dumb, you might be an idiot. That's all I'm saying. Okay? It's not the weed, it's you. This is like, remember, you know how they say in a relationship, it's not you, it's me? In this case, it's you. It's not the weed. That's all I have to say. That's all I'm saying. Those are my thoughts off the stem for this week. I hope you enjoyed the sesh. Thank you for joining me, Justin Baroni, your friendly neighborhood pothead on Thoughts Off the Stem. I hope you come back next week on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Good Pods, Podchaser, Pandora, wherever you get a podcast. It's out there. Until next time, keep your lids low, baby.